Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that this person who was speaking, he says, Rav Chaim was not just the Rebbe or the Gadol HaDor for the Charedim, it's for the Gadol HaDor for everybody. And he himself was not a Charedi, but he said, if you want to understand what the loss is, first you have to understand what Torah is before you can even understand what the loss of a Torah giant is. If you don't understand the essence of Torah, it becomes very difficult to understand what the loss of Rav Chaim is. But what he explained was, if you really want to understand it, imagine that it's pouring or hailing outside, it's freezing outside, but you're cozy in your house, and you have the heat on, and you have good windows, and it's nice and warm and cozy. You can look outside, see the hail, hear everything that's going on, but feel the comfort of what you have. And then suddenly, the power blows, and you have no electricity, so the heat stops working, and you start getting cold, and then suddenly after that, the wind comes and rips the roof off the top of your house, and it starts hailing and pounding in your house, and you have nothing. What you had before was a great sense of protection from all of the outside elements. You felt the warmth inside, and everything was fine. But now, you don't have anything. You have no electricity, and you have nothing to protect you from the hail. He says, that's the loss when Rav Chaim left this world. He was a great protection for us. He gave us great protection from all the outside elements, all the struggles that are happening in the world, especially with Klal Yisrael. And that has now been ripped away from us. The power is blown, and the roof has been ripped off. A person needs to understand that loss, that this is one of the great struggles that we have for Klal Yisrael. To see a loss of a great Gadol like this, as they quote from Rav Moshe Sternbach, it's worse than Sreifas Beis Elokeinu, worse than that of destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, losing a Gadol like this. And therefore a person has to be able to sense that loss, sense the loss not just for the Torah world, but for the overall world itself. And that is an element of mourning, of loss, that a person should try to feel. Note that it happened after Purim is when the Levaya starts, up till Nisan. But by Nisan, there's no mourning. By Nisan, you're not allowed to have that. So it is opportune time, quote unquote, where Hashem gives us the opportunity to feel the loss and to be able to mourn for the loss of the great, great Gadol HaDor of Chaim Kanievsky.